Certainly not everybody was kung fu fighting. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hi there, welcome to Kate Daly Show. A lot to talk about, of course, on a Monday, and we're just grateful you're tuning in. We're grateful you're spending the afternoon with us, and we've got the great, I've got the great Uncle Milty with me, and I also have the great Dr. Duke Pesta with us, too. Hi, Dr. Pesta, how are you?
Doing really well.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. In fact, Dr. Pesta comes to us from the Dr. Duke Show. You got to check it out. In fact, it plays as well right on the Kate Daly Show page right after the show. And,
yep.
And you can check it out 4 days a week. He's doing some amazing things and having us understand what is going on in our education system and things around the globe as well. So we appreciate him. Wow. Where do we start? That was an emotional plea from a black business owner asking these rioters and looters, because they're definitely not protesters, why are they burning down his business? Why would terrorism, I mean, especially in this way, why terrorize the people if you're condemning it coming from a police department, right? I mean, why? It makes no sense, but nothing about this ever has made sense in all the years they've ever been doing this. So I'd love to get your guys' take on this, both of you.
Well, I would start with the big picture. First of all, there are so many contradictions. There are so many transparencies here that if the American people can't see, then we deserve to be doomed. First of all, why are we holding all cops responsible for what this one cop has done? And if you take all of the bad cops over the last 10 years who've engaged in incidents like that, it's still a pittance. So why are we sending American police officers to the front lines of these big Democrat cities, and they're told that they cannot engage, they cannot even fight to defend their own precinct house, yep, which was burned by rioters in Minneapolis? So what are they doing there? They're standing there. They're not allowed to engage. They're being screamed at, shouted at. They're being threatened. They're having people throw things at them. This is penance, right? This is medieval, what these big Democrat governors and mayors are doing. They're forcing these police officers en masse to pay terrible penance for what a handful of bad actors has done. And you flip this around. Let's treat African Americans the way we treat cops and watch them scream. All African Americans are the same. All African Americans are responsible for what the ones that are killing blacks in Chicago are doing. Or flip it on Islam, right? There are more than enough Islamic terrorist events every year in this world to turn around and say all Muslims are responsible. So what we're going to do is we're going to send protesters into all Muslim neighborhoods and to burn down all Muslim mosques in protest for what some Muslims have done. They would call you a racist for even suggesting it. But when it comes to the police, you can expose them, despite the fact that given the kind of encounters the police have on a daily basis, the level of this kind of crazy police brutality that we saw with Chauvin, this is a rare thing. And yet notice how all cops are held accountable for this. The lies of this Antifa, these protests, they literally burned down. Why are you burning down the church that stands next to the White House? What are you trying to accomplish by that? And the fact that media tamps this down. And the other big one, and I'll let you guys hop in here, just to start on the general level.
Yeah.
How in the world did protesters become rioters? And you think about, I am so angry at Hollywood. Steve Carell from The Office, which some of these celebrities,
right,
people like Chrissy Teigen, they're literally bailing out. They're bailing out rioters.
Yeah.
They're bailing. You heard that guy at the opening of the show. They're bailing out the black and white Antifa members who burned down that poor black guy's business. They're bailing them out and putting them back on the street. This is anarchy. This is lawlessness. The fact that Hollywood and academia and journalists are utterly supportive of riots that are destroying private property, that are defacing our monuments in Washington, D.C., that are running athwart of our civil liberties, and then the journalists are lying and protecting to cover all of this. This is a huge crisis in this country. I can only hope, I don't have any evidence for it, I can only hope that people watching this, even sane-minded liberal people, have to be able to see through this, don't they?
Oh,
I mean,
I'm
beginning to wonder.
Yes. And in fact, to frame that rioting and looting is now the language of the unheard is so amazing to me, because like you were just saying, you know, protesters versus rioters and looters. I mean, we're saying that it's okay to be so angry that you go destroy business and other people's property, and it's totally fine, and Hollywood will bail you out, and we'll tell the cops that they have to stand down in order for you to do this because you're so angry.
Well, and then you lie about who's doing it. On the same time you're saying that, you turn around and say, well, all the real violence is white supremacists. So literally they want you to believe that all of those black faces we see on the streets, peaceful protesters, the ones that are looting cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory, the ones who are pulling 54-inch TVs out of Target, they're just protesters. But it's all of these. What a wonderful power white supremacists have to be able to stand alongside all these blacks and pull their strings like puppets, right? To go do their evil business for them. The whole thing is utterly implausible and insulting.
It is. It is. And we're allowing it. And the media then is projecting that it's going on all over the country when that actually isn't true. You've got, and the most they can say is hundreds of protesters in different cities, but they're making it look like hundreds of thousands of people are out protesting. That isn't true either. So the media is definitely inciting or ramping this up as well.
Yep.
So I have a problem.
Well, I would go further and say, you know, it's all big Democrat cities. Can you name one Republican city that's really burning now? I can't. And the disparate way they apply this. So Donald Trump is responsible for all the COVID deaths in America, not Andrew Cuomo, who oversaw the worst outbreak in New York City, who sent relatively healthy people to nursing homes to die. None of that sticks to him. It's Trump's fault. And so you've got big Democrat mayors and governors of states who refuse to send the police and refuse to send enough police and refuse to call the National Guard and refuse to let the cops actually engage. Mm-hmm. You have these are all Democrats doing this. And so, but the responsibility for this lies with Trump. How do you square that circle? In your worst Trump derangement syndrome dreams, how could you? You got Maxine Waters blaming it on Trump's motivating racist. You actually had Valerie Jarrett from the Obama administration. So this all goes back to when Donald Trump attacked Colin Kaepernick for taking his knee. Yeah. That's why this is happening now.
Yeah.
Boy, so true. So true. I remember Romney out in the press, too, you know, just applauding Antifa. And these groups, you know, they've been considerably silent for quite a while of 2020. And now they're out and paid for. CrowdStrike definitely is doing their job. You've got a lot of paid protesters. And honestly, I hope people are finally realizing that the coordinated attacks across the country, you can't do that without a lot of coordination going on as well. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was estimated that President Trump was actually up there near 15% of the black vote for him. And they had to do something to make a dent in that. And they don't know any other way. No. I think that's what this is about.
And on the heels of Biden's statement, he ain't black enough.
It's
kind of interesting that all this breaks out, right?
Yeah. Do you think that black voters are that stupid? Are they that stupid?
I don't even know
anymore. I mean, it would be absolute ludicrous to think that the Democrats who've orchestrated this, that the Democrat cities that let this all happen. Again, I mean, the idea that I understand why they have to try to corral the black vote. But that 15% who voted for Trump, I can't believe that those 15 have decided now that they made a mistake, especially given the transparency of all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it's going to work. I just think they don't know any other way to go about doing it. This is their only way, their only method. It's always been, always will be.
And has been for 100 years.
Yep.
I know the irony. You had the same kind of protest when Obama was president.
Yep.
And it was never his fault, right?
Yep.
It was never, ever anything he did. And so the whole, what I'm watching here, and maybe the Democrats are counting on the collective short-term memory of Americans, right? Can't focus on anything, one thing too long. But boy, to forget how this is all operating and to forget everything that the Democrats have done for the last 4 years, mm-hmm. all of it leading up to this, to the crazy talk coming from our Democrat leaders, that you can actually have a mayor of Minneapolis look you in the eye and tell you that this is white supremacist violence.
Yep.
It just staggers belief.
It does. And it happened in Baltimore, where they let the city burn because they had to let the looters do their thing, right, and demonstrate. That's not demonstrating. That's just permitting crime. And then you've got the same thing that happened in Ferguson. So we've been through this so many times.
Oh,
and there's
yeah.
always a catchphrase. And the reason that we're supposed to be doing it is the catchphrase over and over again. And then also, at the same time, you have catchphrases out there. And that was a totally different case, but the catchphrase that didn't actually happen, that catchphrase.
Right.
So, I mean, we've got this going on again and again and again. It's been happening since the 30s. And there have been people involved and trained in how to split a nation to make it look like there's an enormous divide when there really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, right here in Madison, Wisconsin, which is basically the Berkeley of the Midwest, we made national news.
Right.
They're fining parishioners and churches for any church that allows more than 50 congregants in is getting a huge fine.
Right.
And they're fining the individuals. Meanwhile, you've got all of these rioters in close communion with each other. And not a word.
Not a peep.
All of that social distancing. Just like hashtag Me Too mm-hmm. went away when Biden got away, when they weren't interested in investing in Biden. So too, social distancing went away this weekend when they're not the least bit concerned about the spread of the virus. It's well worth spreading the virus if you get to burn things down.
Oh, it's a fantastic point too, because it's picking and choosing whenever they want this kind of thing. I put up a meme and it went viral, and it was all about the fact that this is America today. You can open a business and you can get fined or possibly arrested for opening a business, but for looting one, not so much of anything is going to happen to you in America. So, you know, we have a sincere problem.
Going to Costco mm-hmm. and buying seeds or other unessential material could get you in trouble with the law.
Right.
But breaking into Costco and stealing TVs is just protest.
That's just anger, and it's anger that hasn't been voiced. You didn't know.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Every bit of that's against the 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
Yeah. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pester from the Dr. Duke Show and Uncle Milty. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening and on board today. This is the Kate Daly Show. You can find it at katedalyradio.com. I've got the great Uncle Milty and the great Dr. Duke Pester joining me, which is always a thrill. Welcome to you both. And we were just talking about just bringing up some of these bigger points of what is really at stake, what's really going on here. Because we have a very opportunistic moment. Nobody even waited for any facts to come out or anything about the case. And the case in general, there's a lot of holes in the case. But it was so opportunistic and so sophisticated in its reach across the country and in the way that this has been done. I'm not quite sure that people must not have a brain cell if they can't even understand how coordinated this was or is. I don't know.
Yeah, it is coordinated and it is massaged and manipulated. And of course, this is where you really feel the problem with a media that is completely sold out.
Yep.
A media that refuses to tell the story, or the media that shades and covers and lies and manipulates the facts. I go back to the Hollywood crowd too. I mean, you know, literally their rage and their anger against Donald Trump. And let's be clear, Donald Trump represents the basic flyover country people. Donald mm-hmm. Trump is so dangerous to the left because he is a voice for traditional America, right?
Right.
He wants to keep America great. He wants to take us back to space. He wants to have a good economy. Before you had the COVID virus, he had black people at work at higher levels than at any time in our history. That's exactly what the left doesn't want. They don't want America business as usual. They don't want an America that is prosperous. They don't want, believe it or not, the left does not want opportunity and prosperity for minorities. Once that happens, they've lost their voting base. They need continued outrage. They need this kind of stuff to keep people ginned up and angry. The whole thing just stinks from to high heaven.
It does. It does. What are your thoughts, Uncle Milty?
Yeah, you know, the first, with two autopsies that contradict each other.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Then you have nowhere to go. You just have to decide. Yeah, we're never going to know.
The family got the same coroner that did Epstein's autopsy. He's a celebrity autopsy guy. And so it's kind of interesting there that we could do probably a whole show just on that alone. But I think, you know, when we have places like CrowdStrike that have already been outed for hiring these people and for making sure they go from city to city, and people might notice that they might have, that even in their small little cities, they don't recognize some of these people being brought in. There are coordinated attacks and it's very opportunistic. And I think that needs to be understood with the American people that we are, I swear this is the year for being played. This is just, our own ignorance is standing in the way of us seeing the very obvious. I'm going to take a caller for you, Dr. Pesta. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. No, everybody.
Hi there.
My local radio station this morning had Dinesh D'Souza on. I'm probably killing his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've had him on several times. Sure. Dinesh.
He just wrote a new book. Mm-hmm. So get on the phone and get him on. But
I will.
He brought up a really interesting point about all the riots that are going on. He's saying everything everyone else is saying. This is planned, and a lot of stations are saying it. Even the local AM stations are echoing it. But he brought up a really interesting point. He says, Antifa's been around for a real long time. They've changed their names off and on. He says, in the Book of Marx, he says, they used to go after the rich. They would, that was their enemy. And they would tell everyone, they have your money. You want that. Well, that doesn't work anymore in the United States because we live well.
Uh-huh.
There's no real poor in the United States.
Right.
There are
poor,
but not to the point where they can get someone to start to revolt and do what they want to do. So what they've done, they switched over to use race baiting.
Yep.
That's their new tool.
Yep,
And it's divide races. And it's just like you were saying 2 seconds ago with the if they don't have the minority vote or the minority backing them, they lose a huge weapon.
Yes.
And it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for the thoughts. I'll have Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty weigh in on that. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, it's what we've been trying to say as well, too. I guess we all, great minds think alike. Dinesh is right about this. And it's been obvious to us for a long time that they need that constituency. And the black vote was going up. I mean, he got more than Bush. He got more, considerably more than any other Republican president in quite a while. And I think that was going to go up, and it very well may still go up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ask yourself this. If you're somebody in Minneapolis, Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and your town has been decimated, and you're watching what's happened there, and you watch the way the Democrat mayor handled this and the Democrat governor handled this. I realize it's a deep blue state. But what would compel you to vote for those people again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And they are losing those votes. And so they've got to keep that alive, and they've got to keep these events going. This is I swear I liken this almost to a Cold War election year, because it's never about the election itself. It's about everything else that supports what's going to end up being the election this year. COVID-19 and this and all of these things are playing so well into these hands that it's almost, we've never seen anything like it. Usually in an election year, all you're talking about is what they said to each other on stage. Not so much this year. This is like the Cold War. This is like getting everybody distracted on all these other things that play into their vote. It's been very interesting. Go ahead.
You know, the caller said that they've made this switch to go towards racism.
Uh-huh.
I think they're a little late. I think a very large percentage of the African-American population doesn't believe that systemic racism is the big problem the DNC makes it out to be.
Which it's not. We all know that. Dr. Pesta?
And I think those same people recognize the difference between a riot and a protest.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
I believe that. Yep.
Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. You're on with Dr. Pesta, Uncle Milty, and myself. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I love Dr. Pesta. Good to be here. Just a couple quick thoughts.
Sure.
So I signed up for a Twitter account just so that I could see what really was happening mm-hmm. With Donald Trump and what he says.
Right.
And it has been very eye-opening. And a woman was on Twitter the other day. She was a black woman commenting about the riot in Minnesota. And she said something very interesting, and I thought it was very telling, her observation. Mm-hmm. She said, you know, the media is trying, I feel like I'm being forced into feeling guilty for liking white people.
Ooh.
And, wow. And I thought, you know what, she nailed it on the head.
Yep. Yeah.
She really did. And she went on to say, you know, I'm not going to change my view of people who are nice to me just because I'm told to, which wow. I thought was fantastic.
Very telling.
But how you're continuing to address and call this a Cold War,
mm-hmm.
I just have to laugh because my mom always pounded into me history, and this really feels like if I was alive back then, but I wasn't, that summer in 1968 when we had the space program going on, we had all these amazing innovations happening,
mm-hmm.
and yet on the other extreme, we had all of these race riots and Martin Luther King mm-hmm. Jr. And everything was exploding on both ends, both positively and negatively.
Yeah.
And it's almost like we're in Groundhog Day of
yeah.
that summer.
Hey, I'm with
change
you.
The players.
I'm with
just
you on that one.
Change the players, and there we are. So
yeah.
Anyway, just some
thank
thoughts
you.
For you. But so always so great to listen to you and Dr. Pesta. Just fabulous,
thanks.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Really appreciate the thoughts. Thoughts, guys?
I think that absolutely hits it right on the head. I think that the DNC has once again overplayed their hand, underestimated the African-American population in this country. There has been a major change in their situation over the last 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the systemic racism that they're screaming about all the time doesn't really exist.
Hasn't for
there's
a long time.
There's some racism out
in
there.
In inner cities mostly, yeah. And you're just not going to find it all across the country.
No.
I'm sorry. You're just
no.
not. So,
I think the African-Americans are waking up to all of this, and this might just backfire all the way on them.
I hope you're right. I want to give a shout out to the caller. It was a very nice call. Thank you. And point out, too, that in 1968, you got a Republican president in a landslide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they saw through it then. They're going to see through it again, I hope. And I'll go further. You know, there is racism out there, but the racism we're not talking about is the increasingly institutionalized racism of white privilege.
Right.
The idea that you're blaming white people for everyone, you're treating white people as if they were a monolith. There's no nasty thing you can say about people who are Caucasian, and you literally can get away with it. You can
mm-hmm.
like this absolute slander that what happened in Minneapolis was somehow the result of white people. It wasn't.
Right.
It was not. It's not white people burning things down, except
mm-hmm.
for Antifa.
Right.
You know, the liberals, which you won't even name them.
Right. Right. And what you know what's surprising to me is had we done this in the 3 months of COVID where everybody was in lockdown and they were taking down our economy with absolutely no real evidence of a plague going on or anything to the extent of a plague. In fact, the recovery rate 99.5%. So you can't have a plague in those circumstances. We were very silent. And had we rioted and looted like this, they would have called in the military immediately, right, to stop it in its tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can prime the pump and you can fuel this race war that we don't have and turn this into something, now all of a sudden everybody is just fine with allowing the so-called anger to prevail of the nation. We were angry during COVID, but there wasn't any of this going on. Why? I mean, I would have expected when you took everybody's liberty, but no, you want to present a race war opportunistic moment and everybody's allowed to riot, not protest, riot. And I'm glad you keep making that known is that this is about rioting and looting. And there should be absolutely no reason to allow that to go on. You want protest? Great. That's not a protest, though. Go ahead.
In the first 2 days in Minneapolis, if you watched the news, the video clips they were showing, there were two groups of people.
Uh-huh.
There were the looters.
Right, right.
And then there were the protesters. The protesters were a huge mix of African Americans and whites.
Yes, yes.
A lot of whites.
Mm-hmm.
But the looters were all black.
That's interesting.
And I don't think they were African Americans. I think they were Somalis.
That's interesting. Hmm.
The organization came from somewhere. There's no doubt about it. That they brought in people from someplace close.
Yep. Yep. And the facts all haven't come in on this case. And when they do, I just find that kind of interesting as well. Go ahead.
To me, the symbology of burning that church, that was the moment I said, okay, this is not just a bridge too far.
Yeah.
This is, I think Dan Bongino said the same thing. Now, this is no longer a protest.
Right.
This is no longer a riot.
Right.
It's an insurrection. When they went after the White House and they went after that church, they burnt the Church of the Presidents, Abraham Lincoln, and they defaced the monument of Lincoln, the guy who freed the slaves. They went after the church where that little church, that tiny church, St. John's Church. That to me was the moment. It really did dawn on me that you can't even use the word riot anymore. That this is a planned insurrection against the city government.
Very sophisticated and planned to look like utter chaos, so that we think that we are embroiled in chaos right after this whole COVID thing. And it's a wearing down. It's really a wearing down. And I think we need to recognize that as well. And this year, this last 3 years has been a wearing down. We went from Russia to the impeachment to COVID to this, and people are exhausted. They're exhausted.
Kate, everything you've listed over the last 3.5 years, actually 4 years, if you go back to the few months before Trump took office, every single thing you listed turned out to be false.
Yep.
The pandemic was overblown. The Russia thing was a big nothing burger. Yep. Impeachment was a waste of time. All of this stuff they've thrown at the wall, including now these protests, they've all been staged and managed, and there's been a whole lot of deception behind them.
I agree. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about more of this. Dr. Duke Pesto. In fact, you can weigh in 888-673-1450. You can call in while we're live. Also, Uncle Milt will be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Play that funky music, white boy. But anyway, welcome to The Kate Daly Show. We're so grateful that you're listening in. And of course, we've got Dr. Pesta to make sense of what's going on, Uncle Milty to make sense of what's going on, and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a fantastic supplement that I take, and I'm telling you, you're going to have one. And today's biggest headline might not be about your food supply, but let me tell you, our food supply is front and center every single day as we're consuming it and not getting the nutrients we need for the future and for right now. So when it comes to your health, make sure you're getting 31 fruits and vegetables. They take out the air and water and leave you with the nutrients. And these are the nutrients of vine ripened at their peak of freshness and at their peak of quality of fruits and vegetables. And you get this at a really affordable price. Anyone can afford this. And on top of it, if you put the name Kate in when you're ordering it, you get 35% off and free shipping. So go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, and try it out. It is a fantastic supplement. You'll see that when you see all the fruits and vegetables that are included. Make sure that you are ordering this and have this on hand. I think for sure we're looking at another lockdown this fall and winter, and I'm telling you, have these things available at your disposal, because I don't know what's going to be the next things that are hoarded in this country or availability of things, but I'm telling you, right now, while you can get fruits and vegetables dehydrated down at such a fantastic price, take advantage of it. They also give you a free health coach, too. I've got Uncle Milty. I almost screwed up your names. Uncle Milty and Dr. Pesta with me, Dr. Duke from the Dr. Duke Show. And let me tell you, this whole thing, it's just reeking of sophisticated, coordinated event. I hope we're seeing this for what it is. I hope we realize that votes are at stake and that this dialogue of a racial divide keeps on coming in this country for about 100 years now. Even Leonard Patterson back in from the 1930s even talked about how they were trained early on and how blacks were used in this to create a race war and create martyrs, and then also trained in how to go after businesses and everything else to cement then what they were really truly doing was bringing in communism through this event. And it's been going on a very long time, and we got to understand history. And I know you're a big history buff, Dr. Pesta, and it's so crucial to understand our history right now.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's some interesting movement going on. Minnesota and New York, two blue states, officials have now said that evidence shows weekend riots were planned. Right? Mm. And we know they weren't planned by right wingers.
Right, right.
Chicago, blue city, is demanding asking Trump's Fed to investigate this organized violence. And so that's something that's beginning to shake up a little bit. And how about this piece of news? Michigan governor, the witchy poo, I call her, Gretchen Whitmer, mm-hmm. has decided now, after all the pleading and screaming and yelling and all the way she's extended the lockdown, she's now going to release people to go out and protest. Now it's okay. Now that the riots,
amazing.
Now that people are protesting, now she decides she's going to lift the stay-at-home order.
You know, I've been through these riots a few times in my life. And the one thing I noticed in this instance and what's happening is a lot of the media, and we know they're bought and sold, but the media is calling this out.
Mm.
Even the mainstream media is bringing up Antifa being involved in this.
Really?
And you're not expected to hear that, but mm-hmm. the media really is calling this out.
Interesting. That's surprising.
Well, I think the liberals are smart enough to recognize that if everybody can see through this, they've got to find somebody else to blame. They're not. The Democrat Party won't go down for this, right?
Right.
So the Antifa's in for a rude awakening. The minute they're no longer useful for the Democrats, watch how quickly the Democrats turn on them.
Oh, absolutely. I have a caller for you. Go right ahead, caller. You're on with Dr. Duke Pesta and, of course, Uncle Milty and myself. Go ahead.
I think it's really interesting that there were demonstrations in 130 cities, yet curfews in only 40. Yet that wasn't covered by the mainstream media. We were led to believe that there was rampant rioting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply not true. Less than a third of the cities where there are demonstrations were rioting. And yes, it was planned, but I think what this all shows is that just how petrified the left is,
mm-hmm.
that there's people around who are not going to buy their socialist, communist agenda any longer, and that's why they're trying to keep everybody petrified.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because if you keep them petrified, then they're immobilized. And if mm-hmm. they're immobilized, then they're placed and able to be manipulated by the media that they've bought and sold.
Right. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. And on the heels of that, you've also got the reparations for slavery ask of $14 trillion to capitalize on this opportunistic moment, because this is an opportunistic moment by the ones that want to make sure that this is the narrative of the day, that this is the directive of the day. Be petrified, stay in your home. Everybody's at each other's throats and everybody is in a race war. And so then on top of it, add in your $14 trillion for reparations. I mean, they do this every single time there's a single incident that becomes this worldwide riot, right? It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and then there was the Heroes Act, yes, right, where they asked for like $30 trillion and they didn't get it. And you can really see, anybody who's paying attention can see, that they the left manufactures these crises, they pit people against each other, and they use it as an excuse to hold the American people hostage for all kinds of money for social progressive causes. That's what it is. The caller is exactly right that, you know, now he made a great point. You know, you can name in less than 10 fingers, you can name the major cities that are having these problems. The vast majority of America's, even their big cities, aren't rioting. There aren't really riots in San Francisco. There aren't really riots in Houston. There aren't really riots in any city in Florida, mm-hmm, really. You don't have major mm-hmm riots going on in New England. I mean, when you consider the number of places who aren't reacting violently, right, it should give you pause and make you wonder just how many people, including how many minorities, sure, actually see this as a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that this guy put the $14 trillion number on reparations is pretty mm-hmm interesting to me. That actually amounts to almost $400,000 for mm-hmm every man, woman, and child. Every black family will become millionaires if they do that.
Holy cow, we have a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
You briefly mentioned Governor Whitmer lifting her stay-at-home order.
Uh-huh.
And just a thought about the whole reason why she did that is I'm not sure if people are listening to her anymore.
Ah.
So the traffic on the streets are very busy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Great point. Thank you for that. Yeah, they aren't listening to her anymore.
No,
they've lost
not
respect. They were protesting it. They even had barbers show up and give haircuts on the Capitol steps.
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, she can't.
Well, I think.
Go ahead.
She can't cover for the protesters
mm-hmm
if the stay-at-home order's still there either.
Oh, okay.
She had to lift it.
I think you're both right. The caller's right that no one's listening to her. And how do you save face?
Right.
You lift it yourself, not because your own state no longer takes you seriously, but because we have a serious protest and people need to engage that, right? So
yep,
she's turning a net. But the bigger point, Milty, is yours, right? And the bigger point is that how many people, how sure are the Democrats in Michigan, which is a big swing state, given what Governor Whitmer has done? How many Democrats are really going to refuse to vote for Donald Trump? If you've watched what's happened in Michigan, right? And Michigan barely went for Trump last time. Or did it? I think it did. Yeah, it was one of the ones that did. Yeah. And so you're telling me you've watched Democrats completely lock down your state, behave like absolute tyrants, intolerant, smug, and now, with this close to the election, now you're going to throw all your weight behind Biden and reelect somebody like that? I just find it hard to believe.
Yep, and they're all busy, too busy gaslighting this entire thing. And you'll see the same culprits that did these extensive stay-at-home orders that had absolutely nonsensical data, no data whatsoever, actually, attached to it, do the same thing with gaslighting this, too. Never asking a solid question about anything that's going on, just gaslighting it.
Well, the other thing in Michigan is that for decades and decades, the automobile industry hid the fact that the Democrats were doing such a poor job.
Mm-hmm.
And now the automobile industry has kind of collapsed, and they don't have that money and that wealth coming in from that industry anymore to cover up for them.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is a good idea. It's a good point. And so, you know, we keep hearing the incessant drumbeat that Biden is, the last 40 polls, Biden's dominating Trump, and that the swing states are all going to go for Biden. And I just don't see the reality of that.
Mm-mm.
I don't either. And then on top of this, I just wanted to make sure everybody realized really what happened over this weekend, too, was the U.S. High Court with Roberts swinging with the liberals again, rejected the church challenges to the state pandemic rules. And that was a big, huge, glaring notice to all Americans on the state of the court and where the court's at on religious freedom. And we didn't get to a lot of this hour, but man, what a big deal this has been. And this was for California and Illinois. They were weighing in on these. Wow. That's huge. What did you think of when you saw that, Dr. Pesta?
I mean, what can you say? It's pretty staggering, isn't it? And,
yeah.
But not surprising. I mean, look, that as bad as that was, there's still no forgiving Roberts for what he did with the Obamacare vote. To me, the single biggest betrayal that Roberts engaged in was that, where he actually ignored Obama's own lawyers to come up with a solution, but by Supreme Court fiat, something that Obama never argued, that this is a tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tax, right?
Yeah.
And the government can tax. To me, that will be forever his low watermark. And here's the other thing that bothers me about the Supreme Court. You know, you always have a guy like Kennedy before he retired. Mm-hmm. You got a guy like Roberts who's willing to cross aisles and vote with the Democrats. When was the last time you had a radical liberal, just one, cross the aisle to vote with the majority Republicans? I can't think of a single time. Now, there have been some issues. There have been some issues where like 7 of the 9 have voted for something. I mean, mm-hmm. when you've had a 5-4 vote, when has ever, the last time in your memory, one of the liberal bloc ever voted with the conservatives? It goes the other way all the time, but it never, ever, ever goes that way.
You're right.
I have a real problem with the decision, I think, more than a lot of people, because Robert said that the restrictions appear to be consistent with the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. And I feel just exactly the opposite.
Yeah. And this should be a wake-up call for all of us. This is how the court sides when push comes to shove. So what I'm saying is anything can be discussed as an emergency. Even this rioting can be an emergency in which your religious freedom is taken away. Your First Amendment to speech is taken away. Mm-hmm. Everything done in an emergency situation. And that's what's scary about America right now is the court will side with that.
Yep.
It doesn't even matter what it is. They'll call it an emergency. It's an emergency.
And then they can do anything they want. That's where we're headed.
We are at the closest of any time, I think, almost in the history of this country, the fragility of some of our major, major rights and civil liberties are being questioned. Mm-hmm. The right to free association, the right to individual governance, speech. Second Amendment. We have never been in a more dangerous place.
Yep. And what's striking about it is they did it on COVID with, and we're going to find this out later, but it was mostly flu deaths. And they even came out over the weekend with ridiculously lower than ever numbers than they've ever cited before on death rate mm-hmm. for COVID. But that didn't get any media attention, see? And with this, they're telling you that people are rioting in mass amounts all over the world and country. That isn't happening either. And so it's always done with the media gaslighting, a very fake narrative in order to get us to believe that this huge emergency is going on. What is the next thing that happens in which they fuel an emergency that's not really an emergency? Because I'll tell you what, COVID was not a plague. And this is not people rioting all over the nation. These are specific groups that were, a lot of them, bought and paid for. The other ones just show up all masked and ready to go because they never took the mask off from COVID. And they're just showing up for the riot lend a hand.
Based on that, the fear for me is, are they going to create a real emergency?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Thoughts, Dr. Pesta, as we end this hour?
No, I'm with you. I would simply say stop sending cops out to stand there and be humiliated and to put them in danger if you're not going to let them do their jobs. This is medieval, right?
Yeah, it is.
You're collectively punishing the nation's police force because of what one jackass did, mm-hmm. and you're making them stand there and be spit upon, and when they are attacked, you won't let them fight back. This is medieval collective punishment, and it's an embarrassment to big city liberal Democrats.
Yep.
Yeah, well, amazing. Thank you, Dr. Pesta. Really appreciate
Thanks,
you
guys.
Weighing in.
Uh-huh.
See you next week. And thank you. Dr. Duke Show. Make sure and catch the Dr. Duke Show. You can also go to fpusa.org and check out a wonderful online school as well that Dr. Pesta is part of. So we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show to take your calls and discuss this further and all kinds of other issues as well. Questions about the case in general, all kinds of things coming up on the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get it on podcast too. Recorded versions of the show are on katedalyradio.com.